everyone. You're listening to Just Chatting on the New Mamas Podcast. It's a more casual, lighthearted series on the pod where me, the host, Lena Forrestal, is just hanging out with you as if I'm leaving you a long voice note. You're my mom friend today, and I'm leaving you a voice note. It is Friday. My brain is scrambled eggs. I have no brain cells left to contribute. But today we are going to be talking about kids' parties. Okay. And the reason why I'm so excited to talk about this topic is because I think I've done a lot of things wrong when it has come to the kids' parties. Let me give you some examples. So one of the things, I sourced listener feedback for this one. So I sourced a lot of your input and feedback on this, on the whole subject of kids' parties. I do this on my Instagram at Lena Forrestal. I do have a podcast one at New Mama's Podcast, but I don't really post a lot on that one. I know, I'm sorry. It's just so hard to keep up with so many Instagram accounts. I really just keep up with my personal one. But New Mama's Podcast, that Instagram, I do post audiograms from new episodes. So it is good to follow both if you have it in your willpower to follow both accounts. But I do my calls for listener feedback on my personal at Lena Forrestal. So give me a follow there on Instagram. I don't F with TikTok because I just don't have, again, the brain cells left to dedicate to that platform. But anyway, so I noticed that some of the moms at Archie's preschool have been treating me differently since I haven't gone to their kids' parties. John, my husband, says it's all in my head. But I don't think so, because, you know, we are girls, okay? Girls have, I guess I'm a woman now, I'm 34. Am I really a girl? But whatever. Girls have another kind of intuition where you like feel when another girl is being just like weird towards you. You just know, right? I just know. So here's the situation. One of the moms, this is not just a situation. This is a thing that my preschool does. There's like a whole trend of like inviting the entire class to the kid's birthday party. I do not agree with this. There are 20 something kids in this class. Like, it's just absolute chaos. But anyway, so Archie's been invited to a few of these like all kids birthday party things, right? And I don't even know all of the kids in Archie's class. I don't know the moms. Like, I know some of the moms, and some of the moms I've like scheduled play dates with, and we're like not close, but really like good friends, whatever. But a lot of them I don't know. So when we get an invite to a child that Archie doesn't play with, because I never see their name on his little sheet, because, you know, we get a little sheet that comes back at the end of the day that says, Archie built sandcastles with Kira or whatever. Like, and usually it's the same for Archie. It's the same, like, three or four names on there every day. So I know, I feel like he doesn't play with some of these other kids. Anyway, so let's say we get an invite. Okay, we get these invites for some of these kids' birthday parties. And it says RSVP, but, like, you don't even know me and I don't know you. And I'm not going to RSVP that I'm not going because we don't know each other. And I am just overwhelmed and like so much. I have so many things I got to do throughout the week. I don't want to put your phone number in my phone and tell you I'm not coming because you probably don't even know me. Although, so that's just my opinion. I think that I have been incorrect in this, because part of my listener, like what I asked for, when I asked for a listener feedback, part of it was, I asked this question, should you RSVP if you're not going? And the majority of you said, yes, you should. It's polite to RSVP that you're not going. And you know what? On further reflection, I agree. I think I should have taking the 5 minutes to input the phone number into my phone and say, hey, so-and-so's mom, thank you for the invite. We're unable to attend, but thank you anyway. Have a great party. Right. I should have done that, but I didn't. And what that has resulted in has been some I've had some moms be really warm and fuzzy towards me. And then after I do not attend their kid's birthday, they give me kind of the cold shoulder, no lie. Literally. And John's like, he's like, I think you're overthinking it. Like, it's not that big of a deal. No one's treating you like that. And I'm like, babe, think about like how petty people can be. I guarantee you this is a thing. Anyway, I think I learned my lesson there. The other thing that I asked, actually, I wonder, I feel like, you know what? I feel like I should just go down the list because like a lot of these, I have little stories to go with it in that I've done it incorrectly. So, okay. Let's start with that one. If your child goes to school, do you invite a select few or the whole class? 56% of you said the whole class. 44% of you say select few that my kid plays with. It seems like this list has been split. That's almost 50-50, right? I feel like there's no overwhelming majority here. I did get a few DMs that people were saying it depends on the class size, which I agree. And also it depends on the age. So I thought that was interesting too. I still like, I don't know who has the funds to invite like 20 something kids to a birthday party and like feed them all and all of that. I just know that I don't, oh, this is going to sound cold hearted, but I just don't care that much. Like I don't want to invite his whole class. He's not friends with everyone in a class, nor should he feel the pressure to be friends with everybody in his class, because I think it's only natural as human beings that we like aren't going to like everyone. And that is okay. As long as you're not rude, you don't have to be rude to people you don't like. But if you don't like them, it's okay. You don't like them. Not everybody likes spaghetti. Not everybody likes strawberries. And that's cool. You know, we all have our preferences and that's okay. The next question I asked was RSVPing, and this is the whole topic, was that kicked off my like wanting to do this episode, was if your child was among the whole class that was invited, do you RSVP if you're not going? 90% of you said yes. 10% of you said no. So I did it incorrectly, and I think that's why people have been like kind of giving me the cold shoulder lately, which really sucks. It is so awkward. And like, I'm just busy and tired. And I feel like moms should just get it. But apparently they don't. Whatever. Okay. Next question that I sourced was, oh, this is my other rant. Let's get to it. What is the best time for a kid's party? 10 a.m. to noon, noon to 2. 2 to 4 or 4 to 6. Think about that for a minute and let's think about children. For me, I kind of loathe when parties are around Archie's nap time. Although I do recognize that every kid has different like nap time situations and some kids don't nap, especially as they get older. But Archie still consistently takes a nap around like 2 o'clock every day, like 1:30 to 2. He's usually taking a nap and he takes a good nap. He takes like a good 2 to 3 hour nap. Now, at almost 3 years old, I know that this is incredibly lucky. But anyway, so it's my pet peeve when a party is like 2 to 4 because that's right during nap time and I don't want to give up the nap. But anyway, 26%. So I'm not going to read through all the percentages, but most people said the best times for a party are 10 a.m. to 12 or 2 to 4 p.m., which is actually the time that I kind of hate. But I actually really love a good morning party, although once I went to a morning party and it was overwhelming because it was like a Saturday morning and I wanted to sleep in. And I feel like every day during the week I have to be somewhere at a certain time. So I feel like I'm like always rushing out of the house. Everyone, I feel like a lot of people listening probably know what that feels like. You're like, I gotta get up, I gotta get ready, I gotta shower, I gotta do this, feed my kid. Go. So the 10 a.m. party felt really overwhelming to me, but I also feel like it's nice because then your kid is tired the rest of the day. You can like 10 a.m. to noon, either, like, I've been to some parties where they serve lunch and some parties where they haven't. Either way, it's like nice. You get home, you relax a little bit, your kid's tired, put them down for a nap, boom, donezo, right? So I don't know. This one's always a tricky one. Artie's party I am doing at 11. Now, I went totally off script this time, okay, everybody? And his party this year is at 11 a.m. to 1:30. Like, totally went off script, but my plan is that it's late enough where it's not overwhelming, and then I also serve lunch. So it's really just like, come play and have lunch with us and then go home and take your nap type of deal, which I think is pretty good, but I'm sure everyone has their own unique preferences. One mom commented that one of her biggest pet peeves was when people don't know the audience, when an age 1 to 2 year old party being midday and at nap time, what misery for all, she wrote. And that made me like literally laugh out loud when I read it for the first time, because I was like, yeah, that's kind of like my whole rant basically about the timing of things. Like, I feel like maybe the best time really depends on like how old your kid is and how old most of the kids that are coming are. I don't know. It's a tricky one for sure, isn't it, everybody? That's a good one. So then, okay, the next topic, guys, and this one is where I also royally effed up on, is it okay to show up late? Now, what surprised me was that this one was 50-50. Literally, half of the people who answered yes, and half of the people who answered no. I thought that was interesting. So let me tell you my story. So this is related to the whole nap time thing, okay? So actually, we just went to a birthday party. I dropped my phone. Did you hear that? We just went to a birthday party this weekend, okay, that started at 2 o'clock and ended at 4. Now, it was one of those whole class was invited birthday parties. So I figured it was kind of okay if we showed up late, because I didn't want to give up Archie's nap. Archie fell asleep at 1 o'clock and I wanted to give him at least an hour. So I figured, okay, he'll nap for the hour. I'll wake him up to go to the birthday party and then we'll head over. Now, the birthday party is half an hour away. So by the time I wake him up at 2 when the party started. By the time we like get out the house and get to the party, we're about 50 minutes late. Is that unacceptable? I mean, the party was at a park, public park. It was snacks. There was no like big meal being served. So I personally feel like in that instance, it was okay for me to show up late. I also texted the mom and said that we were going to be showing up a few minutes late. I probably should have said like a lot late, but I mean, she seemed cool with it, I guess. I mean, what is she going to say? But I just texted her and I said, Archie still naps, so we're going to be late. Like, I don't know. I think it depends on the situation and where the party is being held and I guess all that jazz. But 2 hours is also really long, I think, for a kid's party. Like, not saying that it should be short, but just I know my kid in that he will probably be all set with the whole situation after an hour. So I felt like it was okay, but I also totally understand when being late is rude. In the past, when I've had birthday parties for Archie, the only two I had because he's only... he turns 3 next month. But last year was the first year we actually invited like a lot of people, like a lot of his friends and my friends. We had a few people that showed up late and told us they were showing up late. And I said it was totally fine. I get it. Like, your kid still naps. It takes a hot minute to get over here. All good. But I understand, I guess not everybody thinks the same. So I thought that was interesting, but I don't know. I feel like when you're a mom, like, life is just chaotic and it's really hard to get places on time. That's not an excuse to showing up like chronically late, but I'm just saying, especially on the weekend when you're like bouncing around, you have other commitments. I don't know. Maybe the polite thing to do is like, regardless, just communicate with the host just so they know what's going on. Think about it. And if you have a strong opinion, definitely send me a DM. All right. So the next question I asked people was around gifting. What kind of gift is appropriate? And do you have a go-to gift? This one always like messes me up because, again, it depends on the situation. But if you are not close with the other mom who invited you and you don't know what to get them, like, I don't want to fill up someone's house with crap because I know I hate getting crap, but I also am not going to show up to a party empty handed. You know what I mean? And so it's like, what do you get them? I actually got a really good recommendation from a mom when I posted this on my Instagram stories, like the first time. Guys, the birthday party thing has been on my mind for a long time. This episode has been a long time coming. But the recommendation I got was get a gift card to like a local mom and pop if you can, like a small business. Like, we have a really cute ice cream store in town that, like, an ice cream shop, and it does like artisanal ice cream. It's kind of expensive. So I feel like a gift card to that for like the whole family to get ice cream is really thoughtful and cute. So I don't know. But let me read what people said. So one girl said her go-to is usually craft supplies, Play-Doh, books, and gift cards. I like that. Play-Doh is amazing. I also agree. Anything that will keep a child busy, like some sort of activity, I think is always great because it's something that you can do with your kid. And it's usually, again, not filling up their house with some crap. She also said, same mom said, it depends on the child's interest and if it's a girl or a boy, close friend or classmate, but they aren't that close. I think that means like if they aren't, like if you're close to that person or not. Like, yeah, I guess everything does depend. Another mom said children's museum that is local to us and also a not-for-profit. That's kind of a cool idea too. I never thought about giving like experience passes, but that would be really, I feel like that's a really thoughtful, nice gift. Another mom said, college fund donation, please. Too many toys in my house. Girl, preach. I love it. Normalize cash. I'm pretty sure I went to a birthday party and I got the little girl a coloring book, some crayons, and then literally wrote her a check to her college fund. I do not care if that is tacky or whatever. I think cash is king. Guys, come at me. Cash is the best gift. Another mom said, to go along the lines of what I just said, money, gift card, or memberships to local places. That's good. Someone else said, cash or gift card to Target. LOL. Yep, we've been loving these gift cards. I love crafts and jammies. Oh, pajamas. That's a really nice gift, actually. Like, nice, cute pajamas. Another mom said, gift card or cash or gift card to experiences, not toys. Yep. Another mom wrote, the book, They All Saw a Cat. We literally bought a stack to have on hand for gifting. That's cute. We actually own that book, and it is a really cute book. They All Saw a Cat. It's a really cute book. I definitely recommend it too. Another mom said, parents usually have to put together a gift registry, and we just purchase a gift from there. I don't know what kind of parties you're going to, but I don't know. A lot of the parties I go to, moms do not have a gift registry for their kid. I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I actually feel like it would be way better if it was like a normalized thing to do of like, shop my registry of things we actually need. Wish I could give one to my family members because they are notorious for filling our house up with crap. But yes, my personal feeling is like I don't like getting gifts. I think it's really awkward. I don't know why. I know that sounds really weird. I feel bad when people buy me things and gift me things. So even for Archie's birthday party, I have like in lieu of gifts, consider donating to the horse rescue because we're having our party at a horse rescue this time around. But anyway, another mom said some kind of game or book. Someone else said my go-to gift is a gift card from Target. Another one for books. We set a limit, $30 limit per kid. It's pretty good. Actually, that's a good limit. 25. See, I feel like that's appropriate. Like $25 to $30 for a kid's party gift, I feel like is nice. Board games, Legos, obviously, they're so universal. and keep the receipt ready in case of duplicate gifts. Legos are good if the child is age appropriate, although they make those like big Duplo Legos now. They're like huge. And I love great advice on keep the receipt ready just in case for duplicate gifts. That's a good one. A lot of people said books. Someone said, I'll text the mom and ask what their child is into. I've done that before because I am always like truly at a loss of what to get people. Lunchbox. That's a cute idea. Like a nice, cute lunchbox. I feel like we have a lot of lunchboxes floating around, but it's never enough because I feel like they kind of get lost and dirty. And like, I don't know, it's always good to have more lunchboxes. Someone else said, experiences, museum tickets, indoor play areas, or books. Geo Safari binoculars are the best. Inexpensive, but cool. Kids have a blast with them for years. That's a good one. I don't know what those are, but I'm definitely going to check it out. And then I'm going to skip all the other ones that say cash, gift card, and books because I feel like those seem to be the go-to. My one friend wrote slime, LOL. Girl, you are my worst nightmare. I hate slime so much. I would be so annoyed if someone got Archie slime, but also I feel like it is a great gift because kids love it. They love their slime, even though I hate it. This will be a fun question. Are you ready? This question is, finally, any kid parties pet peeves? Wow, I very poorly worded that question. Basically, I'm asking you for your pet peeves, and I wrote that answers will be anonymous. Here we go. Are you ready to dive in? Goodie bags when friends leaving. Okay, I feel like the topic of goodie bags is a hot button issue. I feel like some people hate them, some people love them. I think I'm on the fence about them. I kind of like a goodie bag. But I also don't like the plastic. Here we go. I'm going to get real earthy crunchy on you. I don't like the plastic of goodie bags. Like last year, I got like little canvas bags. I know that's kind of expensive, but I'm also not inviting 200 people to my kids' party. Although I did invite 200 people last year, but I'm not doing that this year. But yeah, goodie bags are a thing. I do agree. Someone wrote goodie bags with a bunch of plastic crap. I agree. Someone else wrote goodie bags with gift bags with too much sugar and candy. And I also agree. But then another mom wrote, don't love goodie bags, but only if it's thoughtful. I agree. Like a nice thoughtful goodie bag type thing. And I don't know what would be considered thoughtful, but I agree that would be nice. Some more pet peeves are sick kids. Yes, please do not bring your sick kid to a party. That is not great. Very sad. Do not do. Someone wrote, bouncy houses and crazy gyms, overstimulating and germ magnets. This one made me laugh because I always have a bouncy house at our party. I love a good bouncy house. I love bouncy houses, guys. I think it's because I like to jump in the bouncy houses. But I agree. We go to this bouncy house gym thing. It's like a place with all these indoor bouncy houses. And I agree. It's a total germ magnet. But kids do love them and it tires them out. Someone else wrote, when people don't show up because of the weather, rain, or not RSVPing, well, ma'am, then you would hate me because I do not RSVP sometimes when I don't know you. Another mom wrote, parents who let their kids act wild and messy if it's in someone's house. Yo, that's why I do not have parties in it. Well, one, our house is way too small to ever have more than like one friend over. But I agree. I think I've been trying to teach Archie like how to be polite lately. I mean, I've been not doing it ever since he was conscious, right? Like, please and thank you and all that. But last night we were at a friend's house. She had us and another couple over for dinner. And as we were leaving, I was teaching Archie that we help clean up when we leave. I think it's just polite. And of course she was so sweet. And like, she was like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Please just leave everything. And I'm like, no, I'd like to teach Archie that we clean up when we leave someone's house. Like, that's what's polite. So I had him help me, like, pick up the paints, get the trash, throw the trash away. My parents were always really big on teaching manners, and so are John's parents. And I feel like that's what a lot of kids are lacking today, is just, like, basic manners. And so anyway, I'm big on that. I agree with you, girlfriend. Another mom wrote, only having chicken nuggets and pizza. I mean, just those two food groups or food items is, like, not great. I at least like to throw in, like, a salad or a fruit bowl or something like that. But my counterpoint to that is, I hate it when kids' parties don't have any food that kids can eat or that kids will eat. You know what I mean? Like, I've definitely have been to parties where the food was really light, like L-I-T-E, like, I guess. I know there's L-I-G-H-T, but I mean as in, like, I guess I don't know what I mean. I mean that the food options were limited, and definitely had to go to McDonald's after the party because my child was starving because there were no chicken nuggets and pizza. So I kind of like it when there is a variety in food. So, or I mean, at least just pizza is like a good old kiddo staple, you know? Anyway, another mom wrote, her biggest pet peeve is that if birthday party is at a place and we pay per child and invited classmate brings siblings too. I actually got a lot of these. That seems to be a huge pet peeve. Bringing siblings without asking, especially if it's a place with limited capacity. Yeah, I kind of feel like that's like a basic basic manners type thing of, like, you should ask for sure if it's okay if the sibling goes. Like, especially on the invite, if it's not so-and-so plus family. Like, I'll try and do that. When we invite people, I'll write, like, this person plus family. But yeah, I guess maybe some people don't know, like me, not knowing that I should RSVP if I'm not going. So who knows? Maybe people just don't know. Benefit of the doubt. Another mom wrote, honestly, piñatas, because some of the bigger kids will push in and take all the candy. Just my pet peeve, though, purple heart. This one also made me giggle. I think piñatas are insane when the kids are big. I agree. I feel like it's so, like, overstimulating and people want to hit it. And I feel like anything with a blindfold and a bat and, like, kids, that sounds like a bad idea all around. I don't know who invented that. Like, who thought that was smart? Like, it's like, let's pitch this idea. Let's take a bunch of kids, blindfold them, hand them a bat, and have them swing wildly while the other kids stand in a circle and watch. That sounds like a disaster. So, yeah, piñatas, I'm with you. But piñatas are kind of cute when the kids are, like, really little and they can't really hit that hard. I think that's kind of fun, like, when they're, like, one or two and it's still, like, they're just wobbly and silly. I feel like that's fine. Another mom wrote that her pet peeve is, complete disorganization drives me nuts. Also, watching the kid open a million gifts. ... Yeah, I agree. I'm glad that I've never been to a party where we watch the child open gifts, because I think that would drive Archie nuts. Like, N-U-T-S, totally nuts. Archie could not handle that. He'd want to play with all the toys, and that would just be a no. Another mom wrote that her pet peeve is that many people feel like they have to go with trends and have expensive backdrops and more. Another mom wrote in the same vein, the super extravagant, over-the-top Kardashian-style parties. This one also made me LOL. I think I know what these moms are saying. Like, I'm picturing the balloon arch. I'm picturing the all-white bouncy house. Like, super, like, you know, those, like, fancy-looking picnic-type things where it doesn't, I don't know. I guess I kind of get it. I've also never been to one of the fancy Kardashian-style parties. So, I don't know how I feel about it. I think it's cute. I guess if the mom has the resources and the ability to throw a party like that, like, more power to her and, like, awesome that we were invited. But I also feel like I understand where it can probably get tiring to see, like, the same balloon arch at every single party. Ooh, this is a good one. One mom wrote, "When the invite says no siblings, I get 2 short days with my kids and I'm not willing to lose time with one child who wasn't included, so it's a no." I guess I get that too. Like, that's another, that's a good perspective. I've never thought about it that way, but if you have limited time with your kids and one is invited to the party and one isn't, I guess I get it. One mom wrote, "Parents not watching after their kids. I watched my niece's friend blow out her cake candle." Ooh, yeah, that doesn't sound great. Along the same vein, someone wrote, "Parents that drop off their kid and leave without saying anything first." Does this actually happen? That seems insane to me. I could never, really? I feel like that's, like, of a different age. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's weird. I don't know. Another mom wrote that her biggest pet peeve is being late. Hello, that's me. I am late. I'm the problem. It's me. Another mom wrote the noise level. I can agree with that. Kids' parties can be very overstimulating and overwhelming. Another mom wrote small talk with other parents. Oh, girl. Yes, I hate small talk. I'm a big, like, big talk. Like, let's just dive into all of our trauma and talk about our postpartum depression and anxiety. Like, I don't want to talk about the weather and, like, I don't know. I just want to get deep. Let's just get deep. Come on. It's the best and most interesting conversations. I agree with you. Small talk is, ugh, I hate it. I hate it. Another mom wrote, her biggest pet peeve is crap food and all the fruit juices. And she wrote fruit in quotation marks. I agree. I don't allow Archie to have certain things, which sounds really annoying and controlling. But I guess, like, I don't love it. But I guess if we're at a party, I'm kind of like, whatever, too. Like, I chose this path. Like, if he's going to have, like, gummies and, like, all this crap, I guess this is it. That was fun. I love a good roast, basically. Basically, this was like a soft, like, kids party roast. I love how everyone wrote in. So then also to round out, like, not the negativity, but the roasting, is I also asked people, what do you love most about kids parties? And let me read down this list. How they play together, having fun music, seeing your little ones enjoying themselves with friends, being with people and cute themes. Ooh, so this person likes the cute themes. The other person hates the trends in the Kardashian-style parties. So funny. My kids being exhausted after, LOL. That I agree, that's definitely a positive after a kids' party. Another mom wrote that what she loves most about kids' parties is birthday song time, watching my kids have fun, how excited the kids are to be acknowledged and celebrated. Yay, that one made me smile. Watching the kids have a wonderful time with each other. I'm an oldest sibling, almost 17, so I like feeling like an adult in conversations. Aw, that's cute. I'm glad that we have a person who wrote in who's an oldest sibling and who's in their teens. Thank you so much for writing in. Watching them learn to play fair and share during a time that can be difficult for some. This one is always a hard one. Like, last night when we were at dinner, like, we had our friends had us over for dinner. There's 2 other kids there. One was 5. One was a little younger than Archie, like 6 months younger. And obviously, they're still learning to share. Archie is really bad at sharing, so it was like asking him to give a turn to the other little girl in her car. And it was sometimes us moms just sort of sat back and we're like, we should just sit back and, like, let them figure it out, which is so hard because I don't like watching my kid, like, not share, you know. But I'm hoping that the more we have conversations about it, the more he can learn to share and be nice. And yeah, it is hard. But let's get back to what other moms love about kids parties. Nothing. Haha. Seeing my kid happy. So basically she does it. That's, she's being funny. I like that. How special it is for the kids when they are outside. Oh, I also love kids parties when they're outside, especially in the nice weather. Seeing children laugh and be kids. The kids are tired afterwards. The adult interactions. Kids having fun with their peers, plus the food, plus the entertainment. You know what I like about kids' parties? I do like the food. I'm always excited for food and cupcakes. Maybe I am a kid deep down, but yeah. Another mom wrote, "Where's your kiddos out? How much my kids love them. I love how short they are, but that is stressful for the host because everything happens so fast." I agree. As someone who's hosted two kids' parties, I was very exhausted and it was very stressful. And that's why this year I'm doing it much smaller. Another mom wrote, "Booze. And flexibility and understanding noted on invite or by host." Yes. The two kids parties I hosted, I had booze at. I'm not even a huge drinker, but I do know it's a little nice little treat for the adults who come and bring their kids. Sharing milestones with loved ones, the sweet memories being made and all of the love there for that child. And then another mom wrote, "Happiness everywhere." Aw, it's so cute. See, we can be positive about kids' parties too. We don't have to just roast them. And then one mom wrote in that she had a question. "Advice for a first birthday. I feel like I need to invite everyone and I'm at a loss." So I actually put this up as a question box to see what other moms said. And here are the answers. One mom said, "Do what makes you happy." Agreed, but also very hard. Just like planning a wedding. Actually, it's my wedding anniversary today. I forgot to tell you guys. Yeah, today, May 12th, 6 years ago, my husband, John, and I got married. We tied the knot. And this is a fun little, let me go on a little like caveat here. So John and I wanted to get married. However, we did not want to have a wedding. We just were not wedding people. I was never the little girl that like dreamed about her wedding. I didn't give a crap about like the wedding dress and the things and the bridesmaids. I just didn't care. Wasn't my thing. And that's okay. Right. I was actually much more excited to become a mom than I was for like a wedding, if that makes sense. I just felt like weddings were so superficial and dumb and so many people got divorced after. But anyway, spoiler alert, I ended up having a wedding. we felt kind of pressured by our family members. Like when we said we didn't want to have a wedding, like my mother-in-law cried, my mom was upset, like everyone seemed really bummed out when we were like, we don't want to have a wedding, we want to elope to Iceland. My mom was like, ew, why Iceland? And then John's family, like his dad had never been on a plane. So eloping kind of like wasn't really an option for us. We just felt guilty and ended up giving in to what our families wanted. We got married, had a wedding. It was up in Boston where we lived at the time in this little town called Nahant. We got married on the water. It was very beautiful. But honestly, I was just like stressed the whole time. And just kind of like overwhelmed with all the attention. That's the other thing, is I hate all the attention being on me. So, for example, like walking down the aisle, the first dance, like all the like the traditional drum beats of a wedding that I feel like most brides look forward to, I just really dreaded, and I was like having nightmares. And I swear, like, I've told everyone on this podcast, like, I've had an eating disorder before in my teens. And I swear my eating disorder came back right before my wedding because of that pressure of being in front of everybody and being photographed in front of everybody. I felt like I just needed to be at my thinnest so no one would judge my body. I know that sounds so awful, and like, but that's the truth. So do what makes you happy. I do agree. I wish I could go back in time. And actually, John and I still, we both agree. Wish we could go back in time and like do what we wanted to do instead of like what our families wanted to do. But, you know, hindsight is 2020. Who knows if I had eloped? Would I have regretted eloping and not having the wedding? I mean, half the people that we invited to our wedding, we don't even talk to anymore. And it's not that like nothing happened. It's just everyone kind of went on with their own lives and moved, and we fell out of touch, and that's okay. I think that's just life, but it's just goes to show you, like, inviting like 1,000 people to your wedding and spending like 40 plus grand, like, it's just insanity. I don't get it. It's a big money making situation. I like the idea of a wedding for other people. I think it's beautiful and meaningful and cute, but I think for me and for John, we just were kind of wish we just eloped and did our thing. Anyway, yes, do what makes you happy. Not that you only get one first birthday, but, like, you know, it's, oh, actually, okay, so let's go on with what some other people say, because it's in line with some of my thoughts. Invite the ones who were truly supportive and present the first year. I like that. Another mom wrote, and I really agree with this, is it's the last chance to have a grown-up party the baby won't remember. And another mom wrote, no need to invite everyone, only those who have been there for that first year. I agree. I think, one, it's a party for you. I think I mentioned in my last Just Chatting episode that a first birthday is really a chance to celebrate the fact that you made it. Like, you made it to this amazing milestone of, like, 1 year postpartum. Like, you should celebrate yourself. And, like, I don't know why we don't gift the mother on kids' birthday party. Like, I feel like it should be tradition that the first birthday, the mother gets gifts too, because she's the one that really deserves it. Let's be real. So, yes, have your party. Do what you want to do. Someone else wrote, you can let people know what kind of gifts you'd prefer so they're actually meaningful. Yeah, that's good. I think for a first birthday, if you could always put, like, this is our wish list, or this is our registry continuation from, like, your first registry. I think it's nice. I think most people want to gift, and having a registry or a guide is really helpful. I agree. Like, as someone who's always at a loss on what to get people, I appreciate a gift registry. So, for example, my friend just had a baby shower, and she put on there that she would appreciate money for a doula and a newborn photographer. And I was like, done. Heck yes. This is my thing. Here's a check. Take the money. Do with it what you need to do. But on there, she also had, like, other gifts. So I feel like a guide of, like, different price options is always really good. And then another mom wrote, TBH, do whatever is not overwhelming for you. Baby won't remember. You will. Just be present. I like that too. So, like, coming out of COVID, I really wanted to have a big party because it was, like, our first year out of COVID-ish. It was 2021, June 2021. Things were still kind of iffy back then. But I'd missed people, and I wanted to have a big party. And last year, same thing. But it was really overwhelming, and it was really hard to be present with my son. So that's why I'm doing things differently this year, is I really want his party. I really want to be present during his party and celebrate his day and, like, look back on, you know, birthing him. For lack of better words. But yeah, first birthday. I also really like the advice of invite the ones who were truly supportive and present the first year. I think that's really sweet. The first year is so hard, and people, it's interesting, like, who you really find out who your real friends are after you have kids. I always say that, because some people will disappear off the face of the planet, and some people will just really choose to show up. And that's just the way life goes, right? For a season and for a reason. And sometimes new friends walk in for this season, and it's awesome. I also used Archie's parties as an opportunity to bond with new moms that I wanted to get closer to. So, for example, like, some of his little friends at school, like, again, like I mentioned throughout this episode, I'm not the type of person that's going to invite the entire class. But at his birthday parties, I'm like, okay, who's a mom that I think is cool? Like, even if my child doesn't play with them, if I've, like, seen them around and I want to be friends with them, maybe I'll invite them and see if I can get a little bit, like, closer and bond a little bit more, like, open up that door. So if you also wanted to use your child's birthday party for that, I mean, that sounds kind of selfish, doesn't it? But I mean, it's about you. I feel like the stronger your mom connections are, the stronger you become as a parent and the bigger village that you have. So maybe it's not selfish. Like, maybe I think friendship is so important. I really remember sobbing, like, crying my eyes out because I was so lonely postpartum. We had just moved to New Jersey. I had no friends in the area. I felt like I lost all of my old friends because, like I said, I feel like you just kind of go through these natural life transitions and you lose touch with people. I remember being so desperately lonely. And I really made a commitment to put myself out there and try to get together with people and text people and start conversations and invite them over or go on walks or whatever. Like, I really made a commitment to foster friendships and mom friends because I'm the type of person that really thrives when I have a village, and I like having a lot of girlfriends. It's not how I grew up. We grew up moving a lot, so I never really had the opportunity to have like a group of girlfriends, but it's something that I always desired. So even in like my early 20s, I had like a huge group of girlfriends and we would all go out and party, and like it was so much fun, but I cultivated that. And then of course, like life and marriage and moving, and I kind of had to start fresh here in New Jersey. But now I feel so happy that I have like a good little group of moms and a decently busy social life, and it just makes me feel connected. And even today I went out for coffee with a mom friend, and I was asking her, because she has two kids, and I was asking her like, so like when you got pregnant with your second, did you want a boy or a girl, and like how did you feel bonding with your second? Like it's nice to be able to ask moms who have like been there and done that like things, right? Like how did they go through stuff? And it's just nice. I feel like there's no other connection. Like being a mom can be like one of the loneliest times in your life, but then also the most connected, because even if you meet someone that maybe when you guys were single and young, you probably would never had been friends because you just have different interests and you're different people. Maybe like being a mom is that common thread, and you realize that you have so much more in common than you think you do. Like even one of my really good friends now, like we are really interested in different things, and but we both also love to read, and we also both, you know, are Christians, and we talk about that, and we both like fitness, and we both have a lot of things. We have the similar sense of humor and similar outlook on life. Like we're so, so different, and that's what makes our friendship so beautiful. But then we also have so many like common threads that tie us together that like, I don't know, it's great. I love my mom friends. I love making mom friends. I do, like, it's just also hard. I mean, it's hard to get together with people. I think making mom friends and fostering those relationships are also the hardest things to do because you're also the busiest you'll ever be in your life because you have a baby. So I don't know. Wow. I just went on like the biggest tangent of my life talking about, I guess, first birthdays. Yeah, but just best of luck. I think do what makes you happy. Buy the cake that you want. I think it's going to be very overwhelming for your little one, so don't be surprised if you have to go take a nap or if they have to go take a nap during the party. Just be like prepared for that, because that happened with Archie during his party. I didn't anticipate that. I forgot that my kid needed to nap. Anyway, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this style of episode. This style of episode was greatly influenced by one of my favorite podcasts, the Gal Pals podcast with Ingrid Latina and Georgie Morley. They're two gals that they talk about like things you talk about in therapy, like jealousy and friendship and like self-help, but they're like kind of cynical and funny, and like I like them a lot, but they do a lot of these like listener style episodes where they have a topic, they talk about their thoughts, and then they ask for listener feedback. And I thought that was an interesting and fun way to do an episode because it also gives you something to react to. Like if someone says something that you don't necessarily agree with, or like a common thread of this episode was that a lot of people think what I have done is rude, like showing up late and not RSVPing that I'm not going. Guys, I learned my lesson. I'm not going to do that again. And that's why all the moms at preschool hate me. I'm just kidding. I don't think they hate me, but I think some of them are probably really annoyed by me, and whatever. You live and you learn. I'm doing my best out here, okay? All right, everyone. Thanks for being here in this very chatty, very long voice notey type episode. I hope you liked this style and tune in next week for the next episode. Bye, everyone. Have a good day.
Thanks for joining us this week on the New Mamas Podcast. This podcast was created to help first-time moms everywhere navigate this new stage of life and talk about the honest and the raw moments in motherhood. I'm your host, Lena Forrestal. I'm a working mom by day and a blogger, photographer, and podcaster by mid-afternoon. And as a first-time mom myself, I'm on this journey with you. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. And if you did, be sure to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite listening platform. You can donate to the show at buymeacoffee.com/newmamaspodcast. Stay in touch by following us on Instagram at New Mamas Podcast and Lena Forrestal. Thanks again, and stay tuned next week for the next episode. Bye!